He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Let us pray. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt give us spiritual insight into this thy holy word, for the glory of thy holy name and for our spiritual good. In Jesus Christ's name, we thank thee for it. Amen. So many things in life that we take for granted that are extremely valuable. Eyesight is one. Aren't you glad you can see family and friends, the beauties of God's creation? There have been some accomplished people who were blind. I think of Fanny Crosby, who wrote so many lovely hymns, or some modern artists like Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder. But there's another kind of blindness, and that's what this passage illustrates, and it's spiritual blindness. Even Christians can have spiritual blindness. Vanity makes us blind to our faults. Pride makes the transgressor not see his ways. And there's a temporary blindness. Now, King David, in spite of the enormity of his sin, didn't acknowledge it until Nathan the prophet revealed it to him. In today's passage, we have a case of a man born blind whom Christ healed. And this is an acted parable illustrating that we who are born blind because of our corrupt nature inherited from Adam have been made to see only by the sovereign work of Jesus Christ. We have to be made to see our sin, to see our need for a Savior, to see that Christ is that Savior. He's the divine Son of God, and through faith in him alone we receive forgiveness and eternal life. Now this is a long passage, this chapter 9. And normally for Holy Communion I select a shorter passage, but it's all one simple theme. So I'll try to go through it quickly. The theme is, if you are able to see and believe the things of God and in Jesus Christ, it's because even though you were born blind, he's opened your eyes. Let's begin with verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. The disciples assume what so many people assume, that any sickness or calamity is a direct punishment from God. And that sometimes is the case. You know, I think of when I was a boy in grammar school, and this is a public school, you could sometimes walk by the principal's office and hear somebody being whacked with the Board of Education. And what we always ask, I wonder what he did. Well, that's what people often react to people's sickness. I wonder what he did that God is doing this to him. Well, we know from the book of Job, sometimes this perfectly innocent person, or from this passage, that for God's own wise reasons, he provides these things. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. That's an important thing to remember. The only time you have to work for the Lord is while you're still on earth. Night cometh when you can no longer earn reward in heaven. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation set. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. There are other cases where Jesus made physical contact with those he was going to heal. A deaf man, he put his fingers in his ears, And here he anoints the man's eyes. This is to show them that he is going to heal them and what he's going to heal. He tells the man to wash in this pool. There's nothing miraculous about the water, but he wants him to demonstrate his faith by his obedience. Just as Elijah told Naaman the general to wash 7 times in the river and his leprosy was healed. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that was blind, said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He is like him." But he said, "I am he." The neighbors are so astonished at what happened to this man that some of them don't think it's the same person. When a sinner is converted, he is so different that people often think he's a different person, because he is. I know I was. When I was converted, my girlfriend said, "You become some kind of mystic," and she dumped me. Which was very good providence, because I was too young a Christian to know that I should have dumped her. Therefore said they unto him, "How were thine eyes opened?" He answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went and received my sight." They said, "Where is he?" He said, "I know not." So now they bring him to the experts, the Pharisees. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind, and it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Well, I guess you can see where this is going. It was the Sabbath day. Uh-oh. He made clay. He's going to be accused of being a sinner for breaking the Sabbath. Actually, he's not breaking God's law. He's breaking their traditions. 7 different instances in Scripture, Jesus deliberately healed publicly on the Sabbath day to show that works of mercy are not breaking the Sabbath. Then again, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, "He put clay upon mine eyes, and I wash and do see." Therefore said some of the Pharisees, "This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day." Others said, "How could a man that is a sinner do such miracles?" And there was a division among them. Some of the Pharisees reject Jesus out of hand because he's broken their tradition. But there's a division. Others believe. As bad as the Pharisees were, you have to remember that some of them were saved. Think of St. Paul. And it says, after the resurrection, a great company of the priests believe. They say unto the blind man again, "What sayest thou of him that he hath opened thine eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." At this point, this blind man, formerly blind man, doesn't know that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. He just knows that he's a prophet, a holy man. But Jesus will reveal himself by and by. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that had been born blind and received his sight until he called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, "Is this your son who ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see?" His parents answered them and said, "We know that he is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he seeth, we know not, or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself." These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, "He is of age, ask him." Now the Pharisees interview the parents. They say, "Yes, this is our son. And yes, he was born blind. But we didn't witness it. And if you want to know any more about it, just go ask him. He's of age." They know that these Pharisees are up to no good, and they know about this threat to excommunicate anyone who confesses that Jesus is the Christ. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He He answered and said, whether he is a sinner, be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. When I was converted, this text jumped off the page at me. I didn't know much about the plan of salvation. I didn't know much about Jesus. But I knew Jesus. And I thought, that's me. All I know is I was blind, and now I see. And said they unto him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I've told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? I like this man. I already told you once. Why do you need to hear it again? You want to be his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God speak unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, my hearing is a marvelous thing. This ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. So you don't know where this man is from, and he opened my eyes? How can he be a sinner? Doesn't the scripture say, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me? Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? This is the only place in the Bible where someone born blind had his eyes opened. And notice that it says, this hasn't happened since the world began. Now, that wouldn't make any sense if there weren't people on the earth when the world began, namely on the sixth day. And there are many, many places in the Bible that use the same language. Just think of, Jesus said, and this would be very politically incorrect today, it's just too obviously true. In the beginning, God made them male and female. Didn't say after millions or billions of years of evolution, he said, in the beginning. Or another place it says, the prophets which have been since the world began. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sin, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. The man was excommunicated from the synagogue, and Jesus heard about it and went to seek his sheep. Now Jesus is going to raise this man's faith from believing in him as a prophet to believing in him as the promised Messiah, the Son of God. So he asked the man if he believes in the Son of God, and he said, well, tell me who he is, and I'll believe. And Jesus said, you're looking at him, he's talking to you. Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. The Greek word means he fell down at his feet. And Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see might not see, and they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and said unto him, are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore your sin remaineth. Jesus is a judgment of the world. Those who think they're religious but don't believe in Jesus are blind and remain blind. Those who are blind yet elect, given by the Father to the Son to be saved, their eyes are opened. Now, I'd like to leave one thought with you. We celebrate Holy Communion, and that is to remember that Jesus could not legally open your eyes if he hadn't paid the penalty of your sin and your debt to the law by his dying on the cross for you. Let us pray. Our God, we not only thank thee for opening our spiritual eyes, but we thank thee for the terrible price thou wast willing to pay that thou couldest legally do it. Give us truly thankful hearts, O Lord, and may, as we come to the holy table, remember that it shows forth thy death for us. Amen.